Good evening, brethren. Psalm 27 is a familiar psalm. David was faced with danger and adversities. Scholars say that David was fleeing from Saul. It was a situation of personal injustice. Scholars say that David was fleeing from his son, Absalom, who had conspired to usurp his father's throne and to have David killed. In both scenarios, David was in distress. Nevertheless, David did not rely upon his own wisdom or ability to manage all his problems and adversities. He trusted God completely. He proclaimed in Psalm 27, verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" As a quick overview, verses 1 to 6 expresses the faithfulness of David, who trusted the Lord completely and received salvation and strength from God alone. Verses 7 to 13, it tells us of the fervent prayer of David, who was surrounded by enemies, uncertainties, trials, and tribulation. Then in the last verse of Psalm 27, that is verse 14, David reinforced what he wrote in verse 1. He provides an exhortation for us to seek and trust the Lord always and to wait on the Lord. Let me read verse 14 again, which will be my sharing for this evening. Verse 14, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." I wish to share 3 points from this verse. Firstly, patience in God's timing. Secondly, reliance on God's strength. And thirdly, steadfastness with God's courage. Patience in God's timing. To wait on the Lord is not about idling and hoping God will act while we do nothing. The word wait conveys a sense of eager and godly expectation. It implies actively and patiently placing our trust and faith in God's sovereign will and his perfect timing. And waiting is trusting God's timing. Waiting on the Lord means trusting in God's timeline and not our preferred timing, because God knows everything. Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9 reminds us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God is sovereign. Man's thoughts are limited to just between our ears. With our impatience and anxiety, we often question why God did not answer quickly to our heart's desire. Whether we are praying for healing, relief of pain, guidance, good job and promotion, examination grades, marriage, having babies, etc., etc., we need to understand that waiting on the Lord is a demonstration of our faith in his perfect plan for each of us. It requires patience and for God's timing. Whether it's a wait or even it's a no answer from God, we must trust in God's decision, because God will give the best to his children and at his perfect timing, according to his purpose, as written in Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Secondly, waiting is depending on God's wisdom. When we wait on God, we acknowledge God's wisdom. He's omniscient, all-knowing of the past, present, and future. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 instructs us to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him or submit to him, and he shall direct thy paths. God's wisdom is infinite and perfect. Therefore, we can surely put everything into the hands of our only wise God. Thirdly, waiting is relying on God's faithfulness. David's exhortation to wait on the Lord is relying upon God's faithfulness to act upon his request and cry for help. David recounted his trust and confidence in God's past deliverances and God's faithfulness. He declares in verse 13, "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. David did not faint, but remained faithful in the Lord, for the Lord is good always. God will answer our prayers on condition that it is not us amiss or against the will of God. James 4:3. Ye ask and receive not. Why? Because ye ask amiss. The second part of the verse has two other key words, strength and courage. We shall look into how he shall strengthen thy heart and be of good courage. Reliance on God's strength. Verse 1 of Psalm 27, David said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Strength is from God, only from God. David fully relied on God's strength and was not afraid. Waiting on the Lord is challenging. If we just use our own strength, we will fall and fail. Therefore, we must rely on the strength from God. And God's strength is building spiritual endurance or stamina. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6 emphasizes, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Waiting on the Lord for his strength is his grace on us to build up our spiritual endurance and stamina. James chapter 1 verses 3 and 4 tells us, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience or perseverance have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. When we wait on the Lord, we learn to trust him in the process and garner strength from him. This patience and perseverance shape us into mature believers who can withstand the storms of life. Secondly, strength from God is teaching dependence on God. Waiting teaches us to depend on God alone and not to rely on our own strength, not to be self-reliant. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, Paul shares God's response to his plea for relief for his thorn in his flesh. And he, Christ, said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And in verse 10, Paul further encourages us that therefore I, and that's Paul and all of us, are to take pleasure in infirmities, in reproach, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. When we feel weak and helpless, but when we depend on God, we will experience God's grace even more profoundly. When we intimately know Christ as our Lord and Savior, as our friend, our deliverer, and great physician, we'll know that his presence and strength are enough, even when the answer we seek seems delayed, or his answer is no, for his grace is sufficient for us. Thirdly, God to renew our strength when we wait upon the Lord. There'll be times when we feel helpless and wanted to give up, because waiting on the Lord often feels like an uphill task, especially we are impatient people and conditioned to insist for a quick answer. You'll tempt us to give up and use our own initiative or ability or consult Uncle Google for answers. We take matters into our own hands. But when we wait on God and call out to him, he will renew our strength. Let us claim God's promise in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, which promises that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This strength renewal comes from God, enabling us to stand firm, steadfast, and courageous, even when circumstances are uncertain. This brings us to another portion on verse 14, which is, be of good courage. Steadfastness with God's courage. In verse 14, be of good courage denotes for us to be brave, to endure, and be steadfast and unwavering, like a trained and courageous soldier fighting a war. But in spiritual warfare, it is to put on the armor of God. And the courage is rooted in our sovereign God. It is from God's presence and promise. God promises us in Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed." And why is it so? "For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." God is omnipresent. He's always with us. His presence gives us the courage which we need. Like many of us here, similarly, I had been through much trials, uncertainties, and infirmities. There were fears and anxieties. By the grace of God, I slowly built up and put my trust and faith in God. I submit to God that His will for me is the best. Then the fear will retreat and be replaced with God's promises and of His love, grace, mercy, and peace. Yes, I am weak and fearful, but God is strong. I can call upon the Lord, for God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. We can only overcome this fear when we personally know God and His sovereign attributes and promises. Like a soldier of God, we are to train and grow in our spiritual well-being and steadfastness. We are to have a close relationship with Him so that we can go to Him first and always. When we draw close to God, there is no fear when there's a better cry in our lives. And why is this so? Because we will know Him well and call to our Lord and draw upon His strength. We can cultivate courage while drawing strength from God. This should be done now and not wait until we are during those waiting and anxious situations. Let us consider a few ways to grow in Christ. Firstly, study and immerse in God's Word. God's Word is true and is a source of encouragement and guidance. As we meditate on His promises, we find the strength from God and courage to keep trusting Him. Psalm chapter 119 verse 105 reminds us that thy word is the lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. When fear and anxiety creep in, God's word reminds us of His unchanging character and His promises to work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Secondly, seek God through prayer and worship. We have to draw closer to God through prayer and worship and not drift away and seek worldly and human solutions. David throughout Psalm 27, repeatedly seeking God's presence. In verse 4, he says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple." During times of waiting and there is no clear answer, prayer and worship will anchor our hearts in God's peace. It reminds us of His sovereignty, love, and promises. Thirdly, surround yourself with Christian fellowship. God often uses fellow believers to encourage us during seasons of waiting and distress. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 to 25 urges us, "And let us consider one another to provoke or spur unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting or encouraging one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." When waiting feels overwhelming, the prayers and encouragement of others can help us to persevere. Of course, you may prefer privacy and confide in a few brethren whom will encourage and pray with you in confidence and to respect your privacy. If we are able, we must attend church services on site and meet with brethren in Christ. You'll be further encouraged when you participate in corporate worship and singing of psalms and praises and praying together. There will be warm person-to-person interaction. Texting of words and emojis are fine, but they have their limitation. you should consider joining one of the many fellowship group and ministry, such as the neighborhood Bible communities, Sunday school, and participate in mission trips where you could have Christian fellowship, programs, and activities, and above all, to serve God. Proverbs 27, verse 17 says, "Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend." Such sharpening could be having fellowship with brethren and sharing of testimonies of how God, in the past and present, had delivered you. You will be an encouragement to those who are waiting on the Lord. Why David wrote, "Wait, I say," or "I repeat, wait on the Lord," within such a short verse 14? Clearly, it reflects that we are a forgetful people and requires reminder and more reminders. It is also an emphasis that we must wait on the Lord patiently. We must go back to God again and again and not lose faith and hope in Christ. For Christ is the only true hope in our lives. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 3 and 4 tells us, "Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God." In conclusion, waiting is a blessing from God. Through the process, God is working not only in our circumstances, but also in our hearts. He's teaching us to trust Him more deeply, depend on Him more fully, and to reflect His promises and glory more clearly. Let us hold fast on the promise of God in Psalm 27 verse 14. "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." It tells us to have patience in God's timing, reliance on God's strength, and steadfastness with God's courage. Lastly, remember that we all belong to the Lord. Romans chapter 14, verses 7 to 8 tells us, "For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore, or die, we are the Lord's." Can you remember the song we just sang? As we wait on the Lord, God promises us that in His time, He makes all things beautiful in His time. Let us pray. Our Almighty God and Heavenly Father, you are the author and finisher of our faith. May we rely upon you fully and to wait patiently as we seek your sovereign will for each one of us. May you grant us the desire to seek and know your truth through your word, and to draw close to you so that we are always sensitive to your sovereign will for us. May we rely upon your strength and the courage to endure as we journey on this earth till we meet you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.